Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a very, very sweet story. Once, there was a Jew who came into a shul, a synagogue, in London. He was traveling, and he didn't know anybody there. He came in the door, looked around, and felt kind of uncomfortable. Don't know anybody in the whole place. Where am I supposed to sit? But he suddenly saw a man with a big smile who was giving out candies to children. And this man with a big smile smiled at this guest as well. And he beckoned to him, come on, sit next to him. So the guest came and sat next to the candy man. And after a few minutes, the children went off to whatever they were doing. And the davening began, the prayers began. During the davening, during the prayers, the guest kept kind of looking at the man next to him, the candy man. And he felt after a while that although he was a very happy person on the surface, but he just kind of got a feeling like there's something deeper there, something very, very deep inside. Well, davening went on. Eventually, the prayers ended. And they got to smoozing. They got to talking. And the guest asked the candy man, can I ask you a personal question? Sure, the candy man said. I noticed you're happy and you're giving out candies, but I just get the feeling that there's something much deeper going on inside of you. Ah, you're right, said the candy man. I'll tell you my story. I'm a Holocaust survivor. I was in the camps during the Holocaust. I saw the worst of the worst. I lost my whole family, my wife, my children. May they rest in peace. My parents. Only I was left in the family. After the war, I came here to London, and I had to work, had to eat. I lived my life, but I felt like a robot. I didn't feel like I had any life in me. And this went on for years, although I was a successful businessman. One time I traveled to America for some business, and I heard there about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I heard about him already in London. But while I was there, I thought maybe I should visit him. So I did, made an appointment. I went into the office and we talked for a few minutes. And the Rebbe asked me, why don't you try to get remarried, have children? I said, Rebbe, I can't. I'm so full of mourning for my family. I love them so much that every minute I'm mourning for them. I can't possibly even think about going out to get married. The Rebbe said to me, that great love that you have inside for your family is something that you can use and put it to work in a positive way. Right now, the love is causing you sadness because you think about how you miss your family and you're mourning for them. But that very same love you can transform into a positive energy. And in this way, you can restart your life. I heard the words that Rebbe spoke. But to me, they didn't seem like anything that I could really do. They were nice words. But then when I left the Rebbe's office, I felt somehow that the words had had an effect. I felt different. I felt that I could do exactly what the Rebbe said. It wasn't easy, but when I came back to London, the first thing I did was I went out and bought a big bag of candy. For I decided that I would become the candy man in shul. And I would begin to give out candies to the children. However, the first child that came over to me for candy, it was so hard to give candy to that child. I felt like I was lifting a huge weight, like a huge rock. I could barely pick it up. I could barely take that candy and put it into the child's hand. But I did it. And the next child, it was a little bit easier. And eventually, I succeeded in beginning to become happy again. By giving happiness to these children, I began to become happy. And it's true, I've never gotten rid of the sadness I have for my previous family. And I think that's what you sensed. You're a very sensitive person. But for the most part, I'm happy. And Baruch Hashem, with the Rebbe's encouragement, I was able to remarry. We were blessed with children. We built a beautiful family, and I have happiness. Baruch Hashem, I haven't forgotten, about my first family, but I'm able to live in a happy way. Now, this story, of course, is in a special category of stories. All stories about Holocaust survivors are a special category. Holocaust survivors are people who have a special holiness. Sometimes they're able to recover their lives. Sometimes it doesn't seem they're able to. Sometimes they're able to continue or grow into Torah mitzvah. Sometimes they're not. But this is a group of people that we must never, ever judge, because what they have been through is beyond what anybody else could possibly go through, and that they have survived is an unbelievable feat. There's no way to explain why the Holocaust happened. The Rebbe himself has said, not only is there no explanation, but we don't want an explanation. There's no explanation that would be sufficient. But learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs will bring Mashiach, will bring the Geula, and then for sure, the world will be full of laughter and full of happiness. May it happen immediately, especially through your extra learning of Torah and mitzvahs, through your extra performance of good deeds and kindness. And this will certainly help the people in Eretz Yisrael, the IDF, and protect us from our enemies and bring Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.